when master comes, only not he shows you how to withdraw from outside and enter this laboratory of the man body, but he also shows you how to rise above senses and have some experience. When there is no questioning of mind, when intellect is at rest, naturally that truth it becomes refulgent. You see light. If you are questioning why this is, why that is not, why that has not come, their mind is not still, you see. That has to be still. So what he feels, you see, at that time, the experience of God in the form of light and sound. This is first thing. As you rise, the Master gives you an experience first to how to rise above this iron curtain of the man body. So, then as you day-to-day practice, you rise above the astral body, the causal body, the super-causal body. You day-to-day more bliss, more jaya, everything like that. Saint Tulsidas, he says when he rose above this body consciousness, reached the causal plane, he had experience of bliss and jaya, he thought of where that's the most and the highest of all. And he says when he transcended the causal plane into the super causal and beyond, he thought perhaps this causal plane was only a washing room as compared with to that. Those who have tasted that bliss, they are here in the world, but they are bound, you see. Masters are going under the order of God, you see. They want to go back. Once also any of us, when have got some experience like that, we wish to go in there. Now why we don't want to go in there? Because we find joy and bliss and happiness in the outside things. And moreover, we have never cared to analyze, to go into the matter, what it is that gives us bliss in the outside things. We are conscious beings. How a conscious being can have, I mean, bliss or jaya, happiness in material things, can't be. But do feel. How, why? We are bliss personified. God is all bliss, all happiness, all jaya. And we are also in it, this bliss is also in it in us. So long as we are identified with something, for the time being we reflect our own happiness in those things. When that thing is withdrawn from us, or we are made to withdraw from them, we feel unhappiness. So we should identify ourselves with something which is not changing. And that is God alone. So outside thing, whatever happiness we feel, they're really not lying in those things, but in our own self that is reflected there, so long as we are identified with them. So such a soul cries, oh, how beautiful you are, you say. How beautiful, how, what you say, all wisdom. He sees his wisdom in all things. Because he becomes a conscious co-worker of the divine plan. He sees it as he is doing, not I. So naturally the question arises from a new man. Well, how did you get it to this stage? You say it is all beautiful, it is all glory. All outside inside is all his expression, God is light, God is everywhere. He is all wisdom, this and that thing. But how did you attain to this stage? What did he do? That's a natural question that would be asked. So for that, we are all, I think, seeking that thing. First thing is, be truthful. Be truthful. If you don't tell lies, you change. Deeds of darkness are committed in the dark. You go and want to do it somewhere where nobody sees you. anything that requires secrecy, that is a sin. Two seekers after God went to a master. The master told him, look here, here are two pigeons. Take them away and kill them someplace where nobody sees you. One was very active. He went around under the shade of a wall where nobody was seeing. He killed it, came back in a few minutes. The other poor fellow, wherever he went, he did not find anyone. Any place where nobody could see. From morn till night, he was going round and round and returned in the evening unsuccessful. Master asked him, what? Haven't you been able to kill this? No, sir. Why? Could you find any place? No, sir. And who was seeing you? Then the very pigeon was seeing me. You follow the beauty of the sayings, I tell you, you see. Live up to them. Each of one, you must be an ambassador, I tell you. The man who has got the man body, he has the birthright to become God, I tell you. There is no exaggeration about it. But pity it is, we don't follow. For that very purpose, you will find you have been given diaries to maintain. What are they for? Be truthful in mind, word and deed. Don't make false promises. Don't think otherwise, say otherwise. Let your heart, brain and mouth agree. What is the criterion of a truth? Truthful saying. That all these three, your tongue, what you speak, your intellect, your mind, agree what you got in your heart. Can you do any evil thing? Mind that anything when you do, you are later on asked, well, what you are doing? And nothing, sir. That's any lies. When you tell one lie, you have to say other hundreds of lies to cover that lie. How we create for our own self more thorns, you see. With the truthful man, ask him any time. He's the same thing. He is not to think what he has to say. And a man who tells lies, you think, well, I have told to this man this thing, that man another thing. He's all you are trying to reconcile. But the cat must be out of the bag. You see? Even one thing, if you be truthful, you can change, see. So naturally we want truthfulness, first of all. Not that anybody sees, you see. The God in you sees it. The master power within you sees it. So why I tell you, mind, be true to your own self. You are true to your own self, you are true to your God, to your master. If you are true to your own self, you have to fear none in the world, in the three worlds. This is the first thing required. And further, when some God in man, now I will say, where he manifests, he puts you on the way, gives a contact with you, that God power is the true master, not the son of man, mind that, that resides within you. Can you do any evil or bad thing? Even when a child of 5 years is sitting before you, you require secrecy. Our master used to say, you see, when a child of 5 years is sitting by you, you want secrecy. You are going to do some new thing, you try to revive. When that very God power is within you, watching your every action, you see, how can you do any evil? So fear of that. Once it so happened in my life, you see, generally these controversies do come up. You see? And there was great propaganda against me. Once master asked me to initiate 250 people in the monthly gathering, you see. And then naturally competition arises and there is great propaganda against me. I kept quiet. Because I was true to my own self. I knew God is within me, Master is within me. And it was so arranged that I could not talk to the Master for 6 months. So much influential people came up to that. So once my brother, you see, elder brother was there, I told him, if you go to the Master, he was also initiated. Just by the way, asked me if I any sin I might have committed. But his eyes were giving me support, you see. Well, he asked him, he said, you have not done anything, even knowingly or unknowingly. But strange enough, so much has passed over his head, he had never come to me to say that this propaganda is not right, which is being carried on. I never asked any question of my Master, except two or three in the beginning. So I naturally requested, I want a few minutes. Oh, yes, yes, you are welcome. So at night when everybody was away, he said, locked the door, I sat by him, and I told him, Master, I did not come to you. Because I knew you were in me, and you are watching my every action. And the further trend, you also watch it. That is why I did not come. All the tables were turned. So be truthful, I tell you. This is a very great qualification. We people don't care. We sell the prophet Joseph for the sake of little petty monies. You gamble your, what you say, eternal life with few mundane things. Be truthful. Have fear, he's seeing, he's watching. The two qualifications, you see. And the third thing is, he gives you contact with the world power, you see. How to rise and how to come in contact with the normal world power, the light and sound, which will be regular, day to day. This is the bread of life. Don't miss it. And what will happen? You will have progress day to day, inner peace, inner joy. Whatever outward prayers or performance or rites and rituals will become blessed. Yes. When you say prayer, you will find me in front of you. When you read scriptures, all of these vivid to you. You see? Such liking you will find. Naturally, you will have all peace. Your soul, which is withdrawn from there, coming in contact with the, you see, the God power, which is light and sound principle. The more the our consciousness comes in the all conscious contact with the all consciousness, it overflows with joy and peace. All wisdom. God is all wisdom. And Masters, you see, never speak at the level of it like this. Speak as it comes. And Emerson says, the thoughts which come without thinking, they are always perfect. And what does he do? He loves all. Even the sinners and the others. For sinners, he has got more pity and more love, I tell you. Because he considers he is the child of God. His work is to bring together all children of God together. Now, this is the preparation what you do that thing. But one thing more, he says how you became beloved of God, how the God became beloved of you. You became the beloved of God. How did you, take the example of a girl. She has been married. She is devoted to her husband, mind and soul. True, you see. She lives according to what he wishes. Result what it is. She loves her husband and her, so husband begins to love her. Whatever she wants, or niece, or he sees that he wants it, he gives him, provides him, without asking for it. The lover, I mean the wife, becomes the lover of her husband, and husband becomes the lover of his wife. This is worldly way, you see. Masters, when they give teaching, they give both ways. So those who love God come in contact with Him. Naturally, those who go at His beck and call, conscience, do not do anything of their own free will, which is utterly. Well, he becomes enamored of that. The Master, he loves God, and God loves Master. But Master are no other than God in them, you see. That's only comparative, I mean, a relative statement to show. So the question arises, how you become the beloved of God? Well, naturally, kind of by obeying, just like any female, any girl will do. You see, girl, when she is betrothed, engaged with some real, truly engaged at heart, all the while she thinks of it, is it not? And that reaction, the heart of the other, that is abiding in him, and he abides in it. So that way, that dwells receptivity, you see. And that makes what, you see? The other man does what he does, you see. There is a story in India, you see. There was one student who was called Ghanimat by name. Master fell in love with the student so much so, he could not write calligraphy, good handwriting. He simply scribbled. And the master came so much enamored of him that he began to copy the scribbling. This is the feat of love, I tell you. Love is great, has great power. One saying prays, O God, we have been liberated from the world, all entanglements and bindings. Now you take care of your own self. You are bound more than me. This is to show, you see, how can we become the beloved of God? When we obey, that's all. If you love me, keep my commandments. Let my words abide in you, and you abide in me. Only then. We do not even obey the commandments of the Master. If there is no progress, or little progress, or whatever you get and that is lost, who is at fault? Man body is the golden opportunity given to us. Who has got the man body, he has got the birthright to know God, I tell you. And we are losing this golden opportunity for nothing, for us, little sense pleasures. Just now examine yourself and see where we stand. Then comes one thing more, you see. Chastity. What the husband expects of his wife? Chastity. She should love him alone. That God has given him, united him as a companion. She should be devoted to her husband. This example of the world. Similarly, a lover of God should be devoted to God and let nothing else come between him and God. Whatever he does, he does for the sake of God. Whatever the wife does, or the household affair, without any payment, any obligation, is to win the love of her husband, is it not? This is the chastity of thought, what is wanted. You know, you have been given diary for truthfulness, for love of God, also one adding is there, and love for all. For the sake of God, love all. love God with all thy heart, with all thy strength, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. Love all humanity. You see God in your sons, in your daughters, in your husbands, in your wives. Be true. What is that love that finds love once here and then goes to another? That is love with no love that changeth. For the wife to love her husband, and for the love of her husband, she loves every house for hardship in the house. So this is for the love of God, we should love all. He resides in every heart. There is no heart without it. We just be chaste, be devoted to God and God alone and no other. Even if you love your master, for the sake of God in him, mind that. The Son of Man body is blessed, at which that power works, that is also within you as well. But we are after to attain that. This is how you can earn the love of your husband, you see. He will do anything at your beck and call, I tell you. Now the worldly wise masters have said, so many masters come, they say, Panuda, one Mahatma said, well, these masters are the workers, you see, executive officers in the house of God, you see. Whatever they do, God does not refuse. Because they're beloved sons. Moral room says, if an arrow has been shot down from heaven, master has the power. Who is the master? God in him, mind that, not the man body. Has the power to turn away that very arrow from the very middle back. The question arises, is he greater than God? Okay, no. God loves him. What he does, the God in him does, he accepts. So this is what happens, you see. He says, we are bound, O God, you can liberate us. Who will liberate you? You are bound by the chains, with the silken bonds of love, which are more stronger than chains of iron. So this is how we can reach to that. And what the soul realizes, realizes that I am the most fortunate on earth, you see. And that God loves him. When the wife thinks her husband loves him, how happy she feels, I tell you. So such a lover of God, or a wife, I would say now, our true husband is God, of the soul, not the body, I mean, you see. For the body, we are our companions. Let our bodies be reserved for them. You see? And what happens, you see? He feels God loves him. When he loves, he does not do anything. Does any lover or any wife who is convinced at heart that husband loves her, how happy she feels? When you feel God loves you, you'll find you will have nothing to say, nothing to pray, you see. Prayer comes out of the heart of a weak man when he is convinced of his greatness being in the lap of God, and God is for him, and he cheers for God. The soul is for God. She does not pray. Does any wife got married to a husband? Has she ever cared? That's another thing. The West now, they began to take jobs. But in the East, when one is married, she never cares for where the clothing she will have, where she will eat. She says she's married. When you are for him, it is he who is to look after you. So, this like feeling sitted. No, with all that, the further man goes to her, well, what did you get? You have been telling so many things. What experience you had? Then she gives a reference to the experience she had. She said, I saw grandest suns rising within me. God is all light. That light comes when we rise above physical curtain, little. As you rise, shake off shackles, astral, causal, that light grows more and more, comparing to billions and trillions of suns and rising. So that's all light. You see? And then what did you feel then? Even then there is some duality. You see the light. Seer and the seen are two. Then we have to take a further step, mind that. There was a great Shankara by name. He says, "Oh God, I know there is no difference between you and me. But I am thine, thou art not mine. Because a wave can be of the ocean, ocean cannot be of the wave." Can make you see that light of light, you absorb into that light. You become one with him. This is the ultimate goal. That light of light you absorb, and that light come into the worldless absorption, the worldless thing, called by any name, light. This is a destination, goal before each one of us. We are fortunate, we have got the man body. How far we have developed, most part of our life has already passed. Fortunately, we have met with the grace of God, somewhere God was manifest, and He put you on the way, gave you some experience to start with. Years have passed where we stand, because we have not followed these things, as I told you. I am giving you in a nutshell, the digest, what all the masters gave when they came from time to time. That requires no change of religion, no outward school, rites and rituals. Just rise above body consciousness. Make the best use of the preparatory steps you have got before you. They are all meant for developing love and devotion for God. If you abide by these, then you must take heed that the light which is given within you is not dark. Well, these words I have been giving to you from time to time in ways, in different ways. This is the digest of all that. I had the good fortune to come over here with the grace of God, met you one and all. I love you one and all. Not of my own part, but the God in me, the Master in me. No obligation. If father loves his children, it is no obligation, you see. Similarly, I love for you and I wish you have love for God in me and the God in you. And what will be, should be done? Do away. And you promise. The purpose for which the diaries have been given, well, understand fully and live up to them. The more you live, the more progress. Those who have some backgrounds, if they are not obeying these things, the other who is obeying, he might have started afresh, he will go ahead. Find that. For most part of this man body has already passed, but for the sake of outward enjoyments, we are simply selling Joseph for the sake of one thread. So just think carefully, you see. I have nothing to impose on you. Just appeal to your common sense for your own good and for my pleasure. Why? My Master gave me the God in him this duty. Whether I fail or not fail, it is not my job. I have to do my best. The God in me, and you will be helped without asking for it. After a week or so, I will be living physically, though not spiritually. This is the best golden opportunity we have had. These 3-4 months, We cannot underrate this physical presence, but you will have the same radiation from thousands of miles. God is within you. Master is God in man, not the man body mind. That is already within you. That's all. Just live up to it. You just derive the full benefit of the man body, and you become, as I told you, the pyramid of the master too. Thank you.
Good evening, and welcome to the Satsang for Master Kirpal Singh. The recording you listened to was the last 30 minutes of Master's talk called On the Intoxication of Love. It was given on January 19, 1964, in Washington, D.C. Our reader this evening is Pradeep Sethi. Hello, Pradeep.
Good evening. We are going to continue with the question and answer session from the Light of Kirpal. I was last midway through Christmas talk of 1970. The title of the chapter was Remember the God in Him. Excuse me if I use the word blind. It is like a blind man who has never seen the sun saying, the sun is very much ablaze, very beautiful. This is what we do. So masters enjoin you to see and then say. Their company gives you a direct radiation that you can enjoy even at thousands of miles away when you have developed receptivity, when nothing remains between you and him. Not your body, not you, not any of your outward thoughts, and you direct your attention to him, you'll develop receptivity. That is why Kabir says, the initiate might be living this side of the world and your master is residing on the other side of the world, say America or India. Direct your attention to him. That's all. You'll have all that bliss. It takes time to develop receptivity. And how is receptivity developed? You might have read one circular I issued for only a bird's eye view. If you have gone through it, you'll find how receptivity is developed. The first step is sweet remembrance. Sweet remembrance comes when you have seen somebody, you have enjoyed somebody, you cannot forget. Whom you have not seen, you might be in doubt. So physical presence cannot be underrated. That can be developed from even thousands of miles by developing receptivity. So with these words, I may again wish you Happy Christmas Day. Enjoy it in the sense I am putting before you. There was one Pandit who was a follower of Swami Dayanand of Arya Samaj. He had an MA in chemistry. People asked him to write his guru's life. All right. He was a learned man. 3 or 4 months later, they asked him, have you written something? I'm writing hard. Again, after 6 months, have you completed the book, The Life of Swami Dayananda? Yes, I'm writing very hard, day and night. In a year or two after, they again said, have you finished the book? I'm still writing very hard. Oh, what a book you must be writing. This is 2, 3, 4 years now. The best thing to write is just to become what he is, was his reply. This is what we should do. You see, we should have the same qualities developed in us as in the master, or the God in man. This is the best way of writing. An example is better than precept. You may write hundreds of books, but if your life does not prove it, you have the same tendencies as stated before. Then, so this is why I'm telling you the best way to celebrate that God power work through Jesus and others. In the books, you will find what I have given is dedicated to my master, Baba Sawan Singh. Have you read my books? Well, if you have got any book, I'll just read out to bring home to you what I have written. We simply ruminate over books, I would say. On each book you will find, you see, dedicated to the Almighty God, working through all masters who have come, and Baba Sawan Singh Ji Maharaj, at whose lotus feet the author imbibed the sweet elixir of Holy Naam, to all masters, past and present, with whom I came in contact. So, we have love for all masters, you see, the God in them. They are not Jesus or Singh or Kahan or Kabir or anybody, but the power that worked through them. This bulb is only giving off light seen through it. For the light it gives, this bulb is respected. Is it not? So, have respect for all. I have respect for all. What I have come to, and I think all masters have come to. So, I had the good fortune to sit at the feet of my master to imbibe this little understanding that I am putting before you. Live by it. Your best devotion lies in the fact that you live up to what you are told. What did Christ say? Keep my commandments. That's all. If they never told you more than that, it would be sufficient. So, become a true Christian, true Hindu, true Sikh, true Mohammedan. The basic teachings have been the same. Outer differences are due only to the outward climatic differences or customs prevailing. Outer ways of living may change. This is what we have in the social religions. So, we have to live in some social body, even if we don't like to have any society and so many thousands of people come up to your own way of thinking, then you'll again form a society. You cannot escape it. So it's better to remain where you are. Those are the outward symbols we are carrying. We are men first, then souls, conscious entities, a drop of the ocean of all consciousness, and the same God overhead, called by so many names. So this is what I have to tell you in a few words. Heart-to-heart talk. Happy Christmas to all. The next chapter is from December 26, 1970. World or God? The day before Christmas was a feast when Master allowed those visiting initiates to literally stuff themselves. He fed them as much as they could eat. But the next day, how did you all find your meditations last night and this morning? With what results? Devotee, I was sick last night. Master, are you better this morning compared with last night? Well, we'll get you some medicine. Master, you please? Devotee, last night I saw blue skylight. This morning I put in a little bit of time. And you please? Devotee, yesterday I overate. So I got sleepy. I was greedy yesterday. Master laughing, the real enjoyment is within. And you please? Devotee, I put in 3 hours this morning, but I have any light again. But it will come. I'm going to devote today to 8 or 9 hours. Master, it is there. It will come. Concentration is required. And yesterday? Devotee, yesterday nothing either. Master, you saw Christmas? Devotee, yes, I think I got too involved in the outer. Master, this is why. So anyway, you enjoyed Christmas, the outer. And you please? Devotee, I've been oversleeping, and I went to the doctor, and he gave me some medicine. I'm sleeping about 5 or 6 hours less. Master, sleepiness is due to something wrong with your stomach. Eat less, that's the only remedy. Do you remember once one doctor joined Prophet Muhammad? That doctor remained with Prophet Muhammad for 6 months. There were about 40 men following Prophet Muhammad. Here, there, and nobody became sick during these 6 months. The doctor came up to Prophet Muhammad and said, I've been here for 6 months, but I'm not needed because nobody has fallen sick. Prophet Muhammad told the doctor, look, here, my instructions to them are to eat one morsel less than they really hunger for. Leave the table a little hungry. They also do meditation and work hard. So, as long as they obey these orders, nobody can get sick. The doctor gave you something for digestion. It's better that you have a morsel less. That's all. That's the best remedy. When animals, dogs go sick, they stop eating. They never eat anything. You'll find they've got innate sense. They select some grass to eat, and that is their medicine. So the best prescription is eat a morsel less than you really need. Leave the table a little hungry, not full. You must have paid a fee to the doctor. Did you pay? Devotee, yes. What? Devotee, just 10 rupees. Master, 10 rupees? If you had told me that, you would have saved you 10 rupees. Devotee, that's true, very true. Master, you should not have gone there. You should have told me, you are here, you are not uncared for. Devotee, Master, for the last few years I've had a strong desire to see God, but because I was not always happy and life was grief, and now earth life is becoming very enjoyable and I've lost quite a bit of my desire to see God. Master, because you are indulging in other things, that's all. Devotee, but maybe if I got sick again? Master, look here. Other things are for your help, not for enjoyment. Make the best use of them, that's all. You have begun to enjoy them, and naturally the tendency is changed. If you have got more desires for the worldly things, naturally the other side will slacken. So the best motto should be God first and world next. Devotee, I don't desire anything outwardly. I don't want anything in the world. Master, your own statement is contradictory. You say your desire for God is lessened, is it not? Have I followed properly? Before it was very strong, the reason is apparent, your tendency has changed more towards the worldly things. If all desires are stopped, then that is good, but that will come only when you come in contact with the God into expression power, not before. Upanishads say, what is that by knowing which all of the desires are finished? That is by coming in contact with the way you have been given. Perfection walks slowly. Time factor is necessary. Go on regularly. After some time, you'll find that you are on the way up. Sometimes you advance a little, then recede, then again, you get some advancement. So, diary is meant for that purpose. Keep your diary very strictly, like a hard taskmaster. Don't spare yourself. As you criticize others, so you must criticize your own self. By leading such a life, in 2 or 3 months you'll change. Sure and certain. We spare ourselves. We see how something wrong, but think, don't tell it. Who knows it? But God in you knows it. You cannot deceive Him. So that is why I always say, be true to your own self. God is within you and the master power is there. You cannot deceive Him. Be sincere to your own self. I don't say be sincere to me. That God power is within you already. You cannot deceive Him. Why do you loiter away, waste, fritter away time in useless pursuits? You are here only for that purpose. I have told you, I think more than a dozen times, this very thing. Make the best use of time here. Stop all thinking of past and future. Forget. Be here wholly, solely. Live in the living present. Live in the present moment. If you continue that, will continue for eternity. The child does not learn running all at once. He wants some support in the beginning. He then wants to stand. After attempts, falls. Then the mother helps him. After some time, he begins to run. So go on with it regularly. To meet God is not difficult. to make man is difficult. You must make a man of your own self. God is, after all, finding such men. He is going around. Is there any man? Kabir says, I am so much purified from within that God is running after me. Oh Kabir, where are you? Come up. So God is very near and Master is running very close behind you, you all, calling, wait, wait, wait. If you purify yourself, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Purity lies in what? You know, purity of mind lies in the fact that no other thought than God should come up. God is in every heart, everywhere. We are swimming like a fish in the waters of life. You may have many things in your brain. You may fill up your whole brain with all the libraries and the scriptures of the world, but that won't help you. Only that much will help you which you have formed as the very part of your life. The food you digest gives you strength, buoyancy, freshness. That which is not digested, sleepiness. You see, your mind wanders away. One man came to Shivlal, a devotee of Rai Saligram, and said, well, look here, I get sleepy. So take care of your stomach, he replied. Another man came, my mind wanders away. He said, take care of your stomach. Sheikh Saadi tells us, if you want proper meditation, progress, then keep half the stomach filled with food, one-fourth with water, and let the other fourth remain vacant. Whatever dreams come up from indigestion will rake up and affect your brain and cause laziness. And the very prescription I have told you, leave the table when you are still a little hungry. Don't eat until you are full. And Swami Shivdayal Singh says, those who want to prosper wonderfully on the way should have one meal a day. The highest thing for those who are solely for that purpose, one meal a day, the more the stomach is empty, the better. As I told you the other day, first is a meatarian, then a vegetarian, then an airarian. They go up like that. I quoted an instance yesterday. There was once with our master a lady, about 30 years old. She would not take any water or food and she was working all day long. The real bread of life is within you, but you come up to that in due course, not all at once. So all these troubles can be avoided if you leave your table having eaten a morsel less. If there is something tasty, you take too much and the result is, devotee, yesterday I wanted one chapati and when you came, you said, take half for me. Master, all right. Devotee, but I think it's an example. Live your own way, like you live in the West, but leave a little bit for me. Master, yes. So the food didn't mean anything. Master, that's your understanding, right understanding. That's all right. Devotee, I understand so many things which I already practiced before and everybody says I'm wrong and they don't feel so good, but now you're approving these things. Master, thank God, that's all I can say. Any others also? You please? Devotee, you want to know about my meditations? Master, why else am I here for? Are you better today? After you enjoyed Christmas yesterday? That's all right. And you? Can I ask you? I think you must not have taken any food. That's bread of life. Be regular. Let no day pass without giving bread to your soul. That is within you already. That is why Christ said, man cannot live on bread alone. Outer bread is only to sustain your body. A good horse to ride on. That's all. If the horse is strong, he will even carry a broken carriage. Is it not? So on spiritual health depends the life of mind and body both. We give food to the body, to the intellect, but we care little for the soul. So you are here only for the bread of life and water of life. And it is not lying outside, it is within you already. It is a matter of inversion. You have to pay nothing for that. You have had to pay anything for that? No outer fees are required. It is a gift of nature, like other gifts of nature, you see, devotee. It seems the people that have the truth burn with passion to share it with others. Master, why is this so? God has sent them for that very purpose, to distribute His children. Remember, when I went to America for the first time in 1955, there, as everywhere, talks were given, all free. Hitherto, these places had donation boxes and sold tickets. I told them that we didn't want these things. On the first day when I gave a talk, one man stood up, "Where is the secretary? Why do you want him?" "I want to donate $5,000. "What for?" "You've given a wonderful talk." I replied, "It is a gift of nature, and like all the gifts of nature are, it will be given free. You have not to pay for air, sun, do you?" So I left people, offered some bags of money. I told them to just spend it in this mission here. They were in tears, telling me it would have been much better if you had taken away dollars. You are taking away our hearts. This is your gift, free within you. Who is retarding you from that? God does not change the life of a man who does not like to be changed, the Quran says. If you have a little inkling that way, He will help. If a child wants to stand, the mother comes up to help him. If he's lying, sleeping, no help is given. She has many other children to look after first. So we are all children of God. The Master is there to help you, the God in Him. Devotee, yes, this is what I am telling you. I think man's position should be, since he has got free will to will such a life of praise to God, acceptable to God. Master, that comes when a man is fed up, when he comes to that ultimate urge within him. Naturally, that could be a most fortunate day if the man's life, when this urge comes up within him, then naturally the help will come. Where fire burns, oxygen comes to help. So it's a matter of your decision, decide one way or the other. When I left my school, educational career, I had to decide what. There are two things before me, God and the world. It took me about 7 or 8 days all alone at night in a very lonely place, reflecting on what should be the aim of my life. I'm speaking to you about a question that came up in 1912. I decided God first and world next. God first and world next. So if you have got some definite aim before you, even if you take one step towards that, you will be nearer the goal. But sometimes you are for God, sometimes you are for the world. Plus minus nullifies everything. So decide finally, what is your aim in life? Devotee, decision is important. Master, surely, we have not decided yet. We are trembling here in the way, sometimes here, sometimes there, and mind comes in like a very good gentleman. Look here, this is your duty. Why don't you do it? Help your children, that's all right. I also will help your children. God has united you. Why have not others been united to you? It is the flowing pen of God that has united to you as brothers, sisters, wives, husband. Attend to them properly. Pay off the give and take, and you have got the human life to know God. That's our ultimate goal. Don't sow more seeds. Wind up all your affairs, and Master helps you in that winding up. give and take. That's all. You simply live up to what he says. Devotee, it seems so easy. Simplicity leads you to eternity and complexity will lead you to perplexity because you have too many things to distract you. Master, simple food, simple living, simple life are helping factors. Once there was a chief minister of Akbar the Great, a great emperor in India. One day, as was the usual course, ministers keep standing up while the king comes in and sits down on his throne. But in that overcoat which he was holding over his arm, there was a scorpion. Now, out of respect, he could not move and the scorpion bit him here, there, then again. He could not move because that would have been disrespectful. When the king sat down, he said, "Well, look here, out of devotion to the king, I have not even cared that the scorpion bit me so many times." Then he threw off his overcoat and ran away. "Thank God, God, I will be your devotee." Akbar the Great said, "This is my chief minister. I rely on him for everything. Why has he run away?" So he sent a minister to request him to return. The minister pleaded, but he wouldn't return. "Oh no, I was once his servant. I was doing everything he wanted, and now I have become the servant of God." Then the king himself came to and told him, "Well, dear Valiram, you are my chief minister. You are the big wheel of my empire. Dear king, I was fully devoted to you for the time I was there. Now I have changed my devotion to God. How will you eat? I've got hands to eat. I don't need any plates. Yesterday morning, perhaps you were there. Some people were eating vegetable on leaves. There were no plates. Well, what will you have for your pillow?" the king asked. "My hands." The king then asked, "Tell me what you want." "Well, I want you to be away from me." So, simple life is the ultimate. We take hours to make ourselves ready. We take hours to adorn ourselves. We rest to the body, save it from cold or heat outside. That's good. Give it food. Give rest to the body so that it may work properly. But not all 24 hours. If you take too much work from the horse, you will see it will not help you. Devotee, if you work too hard, that's not good. Master, not too hard, but as much as the body bears. Sometimes you have to sacrifice for the good of others. That's another thing. That's the law of sacrifice. Love knows sacrifice, service, and sacrifice. Give rest to the body. Save it from heat and cold outside so that it may be strong enough to carry on your work. That's all, but all the time you spend in getting ready, well, you are wasting time. Keep the body clean, that's all right. It's a temple of God. Keep it clean outside and also inside. See things in their right perspective. Simple life and high thinking will work in no time. Simple life and high thinking, that's all. These are only subsidiary questions. The main thing is to come in contact with God who is within you already. You have not to go anywhere. Outer temples are made after the model of man body. Why leave the original temple and go to the temples made by the hand of man? God resides in the temple which he has made, in the womb of the mother. Is there any machinery lying inside there? That's God's work. So you see, take a little less, one morsel less, keep that thing which is more delicious to be eaten at another time. Not necessarily at the same time, because if you go amiss, you have to pay for it in some other way. Food that is digested will give you strength. This is the end of the chapter 37, and it also brings me to the end of my time. I was reading from the question and answer sessions of Light of Kripal. It's available on the website of RuhaniSatsangUSA.org. I started with chapter 36, Remember the God in Him. And then I went on to chapter 37, World or God. Thank you, Master, and thank you, everybody, for listening.
And thank you, Pradeep, for reading Master's gracious words to us. There were 62 participants at tonight's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you, Master, for bringing us together to receive your loving guidance and blessings.
So we have to learn swimming in water, or on the dry land. We have to be in the world, yet out of it. And to achieve that success is to be self-centered. You follow my point?